Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, 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 welcome to Caper Captains, episode 6 or 7 or something. We've got Alex and Robert. Hello, fellows.
Hello.
Hello.
Guys, what is this show?
You tell us.
You got no idea. Well, normally what we do is I read an Agatha Christie, and then I tell PJ a little bit about it, and he tries to guess who done it, and then we don't tell him if he's right or not, and then he has to just go away with that. But this time, someone else has read a book.
I have read an Agatha Christie book for the first time ever. Yes. So I read, and then there were none.
Then there were none. So, Robert, have you ever read an Agatha Christie?
No.
Wow. And this was your first one, Alex. So all the experience is on this side of the show. Guys, I've read like 70 of them. I think she's brilliant. You've now read your first one. I mean, what do you think of her as a writer?
I thought it was very easy to read. I got through it all basically in one night. Like, just, I think it was maybe 200 pages or something. And yeah, one of the easiest reads I've ever had. I even knew what was going to happen throughout most of the book because they do kind of explain that at the very beginning, but I could still keep with it the entire time. It was really nice.
The typical Agatha Christie book is 189 pages. I don't know why most of them are 189 pages. Some are a little bit longer. They're quite narrow pages as well. Like, it's not, these are small pages. I think if you were to use like full size novel pages, you're talking about 130 pages, maybe. Like, it's not a big book. And that's, they're all like that.
And you said that this is one of the best-selling books of all time, and I can understand that.
This is the top 10,
That's probably why PJ said, after this one, it's all downhill. So,
I mean, they're still good, but it's all downhill just because, well, this is the best one. You're starting at the top, right? It is literally in the top 10 best-selling books of all time. So, look, this book had previous titles that people may know it by. We're not going to get into that, but the current title that is used is And Then There Were None. It's an amazing book, and there is, I think there's a movie version, but I haven't seen it. But look, why don't you sort of tell us a little bit about it, and we'll see. I've read it, but I can't remember. Sure. It's a couple years ago.
So there's 10 characters, basically. Those are the only ones that really matter. They're invited to an island, and they're invited by all these different people that they talk about, that they know from their past, but they're never really they don't really get into it that much. So basically what we learn is that one of these 10 people is a killer. And so you don't know who it is until the epilogue. They don't even tell you at the ending here. Now, the reason that these 10 people are actually invited to this island is because all 10 of these people have, in some way or another, killed somebody. So we learn that at the beginning, and then one by one, they drop like flies. And then at the end, there were none. Hence the title.
Hence the title.
Yep. So
this is, did you find this to be like the archetype for a locked room cozy mystery? Like, this is, you know, every movie or TV show you've seen, I've even seen Family Guy episodes, like anything that has this type of, let's invite, you know, a bunch of people with mysterious backgrounds and they'll have a dinner party and then they'll die. Like, I've seen this done a million times, you know, the start of it.
I feel like it's like Clue, basically. Clue the movie.
Yeah.
So Yeah, no, it's really enjoyable. Would you like me to introduce the characters?
Sure.
All right. So in no particular order, we have General MacArthur. He ordered a younger officer onto a mission where he died. Then we also have Anthony Marston, who killed two people speeding with his car. We also have Thomas Rogers, him and his wife. They basically withheld medicine from their former employer. Both of them died. They're the caretakers of this island at the moment. Then you also have Emily Brent. She is this old woman who dismissed her maid for being pregnant out of wedlock, and then the maid drowned herself. Then you also have Philip Lombard. He basically went out as a soldier, and all of he went out with a lot of tribesmen in East Africa, it looks like. Yeah, and so he abandoned them out there and they all died.
Oh.
Then, yeah, it pretty rough. We have the Justice Wargrave. He basically improperly influenced a jury to bring a guilty verdict against someone, and then they died because of that verdict. Then we have the Doctor. He was drunk, killed a patient. What else? Vera Claythorne. She allowed this young boy to drown so that the uncle could inherit the family estate, and so she could marry him.
Okay.
And lastly, William Bloor. He gave incorrect evidence in court, resulting in an innocent man being convicted and dying.
Okay. Robert, what do you think of this mischievous cast of characters?
Well, I mean, first off, I'm just delighted there's a character called the Doctor.
Well, that's not actually his name. I just called him that myself.
I'm delighted that we get Justice Wargraves.
Yeah, Dr. Edward George Armstrong.
I mean, they all sound like horrible people that I'm not overly fussed
about. And that's why
about.
They all die.
I mean, it just sounds like karma is the real killer here.
It is, but did you notice, because this is a very similar kind of standard trope with Agatha Christie, it's always, you know, old ladies who've got maids, and there's always like a general or a colonel or a major, and a lot of like upper middle class, pseudo aristocratic types who've got servants and this kind of thing. These are written starting in like the 20s and going forward, but they've got like very Victorian morals at times, and Agatha Christie seems to be always looking back to an old, I mean, all those names, they're just the most generic stuffy old English names that you can imagine, you know.
Now I want to actually ask kind of two questions with this. So one, who do you think did it? And another question, who do you think is the last person to die?
Oh, well, you were gonna ask the question there first, Robert, were you?
Yeah.
Wanted clarity on it was
Justice Wargraves, wasn't it?
Yep.
Wargraves.
Justice Lawrence John Wargrave.
Wow. So quick idea on the premise is these people are all invited to this dinner party and they don't know why, and the host's not there. It's every murder mystery game you've ever played. And then one by one, they start to die. We're going to guess in a second, Alex, there's a nursery rhyme, right? That gives us clues to who's going to die next and how they're going to die.
So I hinted at it before, but yeah, there's a nursery rhyme, and it's in the version I read, it was 10 little soldier boys, and they explain how each soldier boy dies. So for example, 10 little soldier boys went out to dine, one choked his little self, and then there were nine. This happens for each one, and then the last one little soldier boy left all alone, he went out and hanged himself, and then there were none.
And the way that they die in the nursery rhyme is more or less, bit of a stretch sometimes, more or less the way the guys die, really, one by one, and very 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 well orchestrated. Who did it, and who was the last one alive? Goodness me.
Well, I guess they would be one of the same, wouldn't they? Actually, the fact that you posed that question, who do I think did it and who was the last one alive, that kind of gives away that they were two separate people.
Well, I guess, yeah, I don't even remember, even though I read this years ago. I assume Alex is asking us, you know, who was the killer and who was the last one he killed or she killed? Am I right?
Maybe I've overinterpreted.
I'm not going to answer either of those.
Oh, no. I've read the damn thing.
Just a
I've got the book. I've got the two copies of the book.
I thought I wasn't supposed to say anything that really gives away the ending in any way.
Is that the case? I can't even ask, point out that. Oh, damn it. Yeah, you're right. Okay. I'm going to make the bold assumption that the last survivor was put in a situation where they just weren't getting off the island and hung themselves as per the nursery rhyme, and assume that the actual killer was somebody else.
Which person it would be?
Not the old lady. Doesn't have the physical strength to do half of the stuff. I mean, if I was a New Age writer and I wanted to be edgy and, you know, have a massive twist, it would have been the old lady's, the bastard child of the old lady.
There's only these 10 characters. There's no extra bastard child that shows up.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like maybe the religious old lady dies. I can't remember, to be honest. It's been so long. I don't think the butler did it. I don't think it's that generic. I've pulled up a character list here now to remind me, because I can't remember all the ones you said. Okay. But it's hard to guess.
It is a very well thought out epilogue, honestly. Yeah, it's not like, oh, it's this person, of course, because it's always the butler. Sort of spoiling it.
I'm going to guess the doctor, but I could be completely wrong. I'm going to guess the doctor. Yeah. I don't know. Who was the last one alive, though? The general. I don't know. I honestly, I've got no idea. It's a difficult one. I'd have to go read the book again. Yeah. Robert, what's your final guess?
Last one alive. I don't know. I feel like it's not going to be the general. It's not going to be the old lady. It's not going to be the doctor. I have no idea. Is there anything more you can tell about I suppose, would it be fair to ask who dies first?
I think that's fine, because that happens in on page 30 or something. So the first one to die is Anthony Marston. He's the one who killed two children while speeding.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't even expect a killer until after, I think, the second person dies anyway. They're just like, oh, that kind of sucks. He's
yeah,
dead.
With the first one, it could be a fluke or an accident or whatever, yeah. Right?
After the second one, that's when they start expecting or suspecting people.
The only thing I remember, and literally the only detail I remember from this entire novel, is that one of the clues, they really, really stretch the meaning of the nursery rhyme, because it's a prick of a needle, but it's supposed to be a bee or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's literally the only detail I can remember from the entire novel.
Yep. That did happen. So it says, yeah, six little soldier boys playing with a hive, a bumblebee stung one, and then there were five. Yeah, yeah, and it turns out that it was a syringe.
Well, that to me screams that it's... Well, not that it screams, but that would suggest that it would be the doctor, I guess, would be the murder.
But that's only one of the killings, you know? It's tricky.
I mean, what are the... I'd actually have to know the entire nursery rhyme. So we've had poisoning, we've had somebody was hung.
Yeah, if you'd like to hear, so how do they die? So we have first one choked after drinking poisoned whiskey. Other one dies in sleep of an overdose of some chemical. Next one hit in the head. One after that killed by being hit in the head with an axe. Then injected with poison. Then shot in the head. Not going to give any more information about that.
Drowned,
then crushed by a marble clock shaped like a bear. Then
what a way to go!
Shot with a pistol, and then Hanging.
Wow. Robert, you were going to hazard a guess there.
I was going to... Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about this too hard, but generally 9 times out of 10, if somebody's killed with poison, it's a woman. From criminal statistics. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is if I asked... They were both hit in the back of the head, so the murderer snuck up on them. I'm starting to suspect the women in this.
There are 3 women. There is the butler's wife. There is the old woman. And then there is the one who was a governess who let the kid drown.
Who watched the child drown. Yeah, I would actually see. I'm going to say her.
Okay.
Just because I would imagine she'd be racked with guilt. And would have pulled a Lady Macbeth and all of that.
So I'm not going to give away the ending at all, but I had the exact same idea as you when I read it.
Yep. Wow, I can't even remember. Are we going to do the ending, or are we going to do it? Can we do it off air? I can't remember.
Let's do it off
air. We'll close the podcast and then we'll actually talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, you can make your own assumptions on who did it and then go read the book. This has been Caper Captains. It's a top 10 best-selling books of all time, so it's got to be good, right? Because that's how it works with like best-selling songs and things like that, right? No, never. This has been Caper Captains. I don't have an outro. Don't go inviting people to an island and killing them all, I guess.
Yep.
Ciao.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.